Blog Talk Radio.
It's gonna work now.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh wow, you sound a million times better.
How's the sound? Can you hear my?
The sex appeal has left Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
Block talk, all good.
I know how to do it now. I'm ready.
Wait, I guess we're all ready, right?
Yeah.
No, are you muted? I don't hear you now.
Yes, sorry, Bob.
All right, here we go. Oh, let me test my sound here.
Yes, sorry, Bob.
This robs me of my favorite tradition.
Hey, it's Rob. Can you guys hear me when I'm talking over the music? Okay, good.
Yes, we can.
Give me 1 second. I got to put in like an on air sign because my mother's making noise in here.
Okay.
Mama Darren. All right. Ready. I'm muting everybody.
Go! This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Christmas season, and your boy Blandy is very sad. This stupid pandemic has robbed me of my favorite tradition. Social distancing will prevent me from dropping a big fat dookie in all the host's stockings. Humbug, indeed. The Metal Injection Live cast starts now.
A dookie? Well, we're sorry that you can't do your annual dookie this year, Chuck, but we are glad that you are here with us. Welcome to the Metal Injection Live cast. It's episode 599, baby. That's crazy to think. We are one episode away from 600. We hope you could be with us next week. And I do want to mention that for our episode 600, very quickly, you know, we are live now, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time. And next week, for our 600th episode, 1 week from today, Tuesday, December 29th, we're going to be having an open Zoom link. Zoom is, of course, the video chat software. And, you know, spoiler, it's the software we use to record this program. And we're going to give a public Zoom link so you, the one with our show in your ear pussies right now, you can listen. You can join. Not just listen. You can be a part of the show. You can bomb our show. Zoom bomb us and be a part. Say your favorite live cast meme. Ask us the biting question you want to ask, whatever you want to do. We hope you can join us next week. But we got a big show tonight, too. We didn't forget about 599. We're not like just rolling over on 599 just because 600 is going to be so big. No, we have a longtime friend of the show. He's coming back, Dave Hill, not in character.
Long time
on the show. Dave Hill's going to be here, and we're excited to have him. And we're going to be talking to him. And I want to introduce my co-hosts. I have Santa Sydney.
Hello.
Wait, hold on. I didn't change my name.
Let's go with Deck the Halls, because I'm scared of what you're going to say.
Let's do Deck the Halls, Darren. And is there, what's is Santa?
Burton.
Does Santa in Spanish? What's Santa in Spanish?
Santa.
Why not just like Saint Nicholas Noah?
Saint Nicholas Noah. That's what I was thinking.
No,
yes. I was like, there's a.
Call me Cliff Burton before we started. I don't want Burton today.
So, Darren, you said Noah looks like Cliff Burton. Explain.
I don't mean she looks like Cliff Burton. Like she looks like a man. I mean her hair
is covered in blood. Oh.
Her hair is. She's under a bus. No, her hair is styled in the 80s style of very, like, no-nonsense, not glam, but very utilitarian guitarists. Like, the hair at the top is doing a function of, like, normal short hair. It's not a mullet. It's a fully long hair, but it's trapped underneath the headphones, so it's got that short kind of style to it, and then it flows past the ears. So it's, like, short here, looks short. It's an illusion. And then the hair comes down and flows down. So it's very thrashy here, but like I'm no nonsense in this part. I'm a thrasher. And then
I'm a thrash it and a trash it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly right. So that's what I associate that look with Cliff Burton.
I'd say it's like on top it's feminist bookstore. And then below the neck it's like Midtown Manhattan beauty salon.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you might be listening to this episode being like, man, I really wonder what Noah looks like. Well, you can get access to all of our video episodes on our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlabcast. We do video versions of the show all year long. You have access to all of our video versions of the episodes. And, you know, times are tough if you can't afford it, but still want to see what Noah looks like. All throughout the week on social media, we post video clips of these episodes. So you can follow us on social media, facebook.com/metalinjectionlivecast. We're also on Twitter, MI Livecast, and on Instagram, Metal Injection Livecast. And we post some clips of the show there so you get a little taste if you don't want to commit to the full Patreon.
And you know, people have been very kind to all four of us. I got to say, anytime a new, like a longtime audio listener sees our stream, they're always saying nice things about it. They didn't expect us to look that way, and it's meant positively. I've gotten so many compliments, and even though you, Noah, and the other people, Sid is always in the chat, but Rob's a little less frequent. Everyone knows what Rob looks like, but you know, I feel like I'm always seeing people complimenting us on our looks, which is very stunning.
Yeah, so there you go. And also, you get access to bonus episodes on our Patreon. This month, we have two new episodes for your listening pleasure. The first one is a watch along of Kurt and Courtney, which just we had so much fun watching this terrible documentary. I highly recommend it. And the second one, which we just posted not too long ago, last week, I believe, we posted a roundtable discussion on the new movie on Amazon Prime, Sound of Metal, starring Riz Ahmed as a drummer who loses his hearing.
Why are you laughing?
Well, because Darren changed his background to say what, which is funny because it was apropos of a drummer losing his hearing. So you can hear us commiserate over how tragic that movie was.
But he can't.
And and also watch our Kurt and Courtney review on our Patreon.
I wanted to say something. Or did you want to have anything more to say about
that? Go ahead.
I wanted to say something about the Bland announcement because Chuck Blandington, or as we call him, Blandy, said Dookie. He said the word Dookie, and I was just watching No Holds Barred, which has the famous Dookie scene. I know.
Oh, yes.
Does everyone else know this scene?
No.
I'm going to pull it up.
There's a scene where Hulk Hogan gets abducted by this rich guy. They take him in a. I'll give the background. It's like
yeah, don't remember the punchline. Yeah.
I'm setting up the clip like I'm on The Tonight Show. So they take him in a limo to take him to this warehouse to beat the shit out of him with these hired goons. But he, of course, he's Hulk Hogan, so he overcomes everybody. And he beats the shit out of everybody. His body's laying there. And then the last guy is the limo driver stuck in the limousine, and he yanks him out. He's hiding. So this is what happens. I can't believe
like a Dookie.
Can't believe this was snubbed by the Oscars.
Well, that's what 88?
When did it come out? Right before Hulk Hogan tried to beat him up.
That's what happens when you eat a tad steaks right before your shift driving limo.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't scared. He just had an upset stomach.
Yeah.
He's got Crohn's.
1989 is the released year of that film.
A lot of release going on in that
one. Maybe we need to do a watch along of that one on our Patreon one of these days.
I thought about that, but I was wondering, though, is it like bad form to like double up on Hulk Hogan movies? You know, is it,
I don't think so.
Because it's just such low hanging fruit. Although I'd love to do it.
Speaking of Hulk Hogan, didn't we want to give a Christmas gift to everyone? Didn't we talk about
Robert?
Go on.
Giving something from our Patreon.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, what are you?
We're giving away Hulk Hogan, everybody.
You get a Hogan. You get a Hogan. You get a Hogan.
Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Well. You know, the Christmas is this Friday. It's this weekend. And we have a gift to you. We're going to be unlocking one of our bonus Patreon episodes that we did a few months ago. I think we actually did this in July of last year. Sometime in the summer we did it. And it was, we did a watch along of the brutal movie Santa with Muscles, which listeners of the show might remember I kept confusing with Mr. Nanny for some reason. But so we did Santa with Muscles since it's the holiday season. Later this week, we will unlock the episode so everyone can watch Santa with Muscles. They can watch it while they hear us being miserable watching it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have to sell it. Don't just say it's watching Santa with Muscles, because that's like torture to people. It's us. We're the interesting part. We make it fun to watch terrible movies.
So I'll post that probably Thursday for Christmas Eve. Something to look forward to.
Awesome. A little dookie. What is Hulk Hogan doing in that scene?
I don't understand all the overacting too, like what? Oh, we need
to play
a little
that
more
again.
Hold on, yeah.
He has rabies.
Why couldn't he just yank the guy out of the car and say, "What? You tried to kill me, you motherfucker!" Like, like he's a what?
Because he's still in wrestling mode.
He didn't even do that in wrestling.
Russia.
It's a Nikita Koloff impression.
He doesn't even do that in wrestling. He doesn't even do that in the movie world of wrestling. Like, as a wrestler, he doesn't go in the ring and go Russia, Russia, Russia. He's like a regular Hulk Hogan with he just has like white and blue trunks and attire rather than red and yellow.
He's a very classic watch. Do you see it?
No,
I didn't notice it. No.
Like a very classic timepiece.
I was too busy watching him go, Russia.
Classic timepiece is the episode title, by the way. Chisel it in stone.
It looks like a very basic watch.
Yeah, a classic.
Oh. Looks like he got it in Chinatown, like for 99 cents at a stand or something.
Well, speaking of classic, let's bring in our special guest.
Oh, nice segue.
We're very excited to have him.
Oh, look, he's playing his guitar.
Very casual.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Hey. I was just ripping some...
No, just doing your
ripping
thing.
Ripping some solos.
As you're wont to do.
Yeah.
Putting in those 10,000 hours, as Malcolm Gladwell would say.
You have to. You have to.
How many are you up to now?
I'm up to... 9,999.
Oh, almost
just,
there.
Almost at the tipping point. Am I right, everyone? Malcolm
well
Gladwell.
Well done.
Another reference.
Great Malcolm Gladwell humor here on the live cast.
Yeah, yeah. That's what people come here for, I imagine.
So you could.
Oh, I'm blocking my. My. This is always here. I didn't. It's Glenn Danzig, a Beefcake art.
Ooh.
Oh, beautiful.
Very nice. Yeah.
That segues into something I wanted to talk about. Dave, I'm not sure if you saw, but there was a big Glenn Danzig's story earlier this week related to the holiday season.
The wrapping one?
Yeah, the photograph. There's a photograph now. A photo has leaked of Glenn Danzig wrapping a present. It's not leaked. It's just his girlfriend posted a photo. There's so much to the story.
Oh, yeah.
It's leaked from his perspective. He's like, why'd you post that? That's very embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't think Danzig wanted this photo public. So for our audio listeners, the photo is, so it's Danzig sitting Indian style, and he is not wearing any shoes. And I don't know why, but just seeing Danzig's foot just makes me uncomfortable in some weird way. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it looks like an elf foot.
Is he on WikiFeet yet?
Kind of is an elf.
I'm sure he is.
I mean, he would be.
Really?
Go ahead.
The barefoot thing, the whole thing is, I don't know if that's his house, but I really hope it's not. I mean, also, yeah, something about the bare feet, you feel like they're making like Hot Pockets or just some quick fun snack. And then he's wrapping something, which she's maybe doing something. And then the alarm goes, he's like, don't worry, babe, I'll go check on the Hot Pockets or whatever. Maybe Stouffer's pizzas, just something fun and easy.
Yeah. Some pizza bites. I would say this is like, I'm 99% sure this is his girlfriend's house. And there's a few giveaways. First of all, if you look in the background, look at that vase on the kitchen table. That is not Danzig's aesthetic at all.
Why?
Danzig would never have
with that.
No. He would not have a white. He would have a black vase, and much the same. And in that vibe, Danzig would never have a traditional Christmas tree. If he was to have a Christmas tree, it would be black, white, or gray. It would be monochromatic. I am positive of this.
That's the hope. But you know, on the flip side, you never know though. Like isn't he living in like Lucille Ball's old house now?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe that's his new.
You know how I know it's his house?
What's that?
You know how I know it's his house?
Hmm.
The pink scissors.
Yeah.
That giveaway.
Oh yeah.
He might have brought those from home though for the gift wrapping. You don't know.
Yeah, where he's like, hey, don't worry, Tanya. I'm just choosing to believe that's his girlfriend's name.
Ashley is her name.
Oh, okay. Ashley.
Don't ruin the bit.
Close enough.
Sorry, but let's call her Tanya.
Don't worry. I'll bring wrapping paper, scissors, tape. You don't have to do anything. Don't worry about it. I'll be over. Why don't I come over at 5? So that's plenty of time to get the Hot Pockets ready in the oven.
You just bring the Hot Pockets. I'll bring the gift wrapping.
Are we playing Sexual Jeopardy?
see what his girlfriend looks like. I've never seen Danzig's girlfriend. I'm curious.
There's a hyperlink.
I want to add something here with this girlfriend. He's 65 years old. Girlfriend. Is Mary, come up with a better name or
nurse?
So yeah, the guy was born like the year Marty McFly arrived to get this sports almanac from Biff or whatever. Come on. Girlfriend.
Lady friend? What would you say?
I don't know. I know, I'll be real with you. I don't have a good solution to this.
I get to Google his girl. No.
I'm pulling it up. I have it pulled up.
This is the information we need.
One more thing I want to mention before we look at his girlfriend, though. What really makes the photo for me is his level of concentration. Because he's wrapping something. I assume it's a piece of vinyl.
Or a calendar, perhaps.
It's the first 4 Danzig albums on vinyl.
That's all he gives for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's all I would want. No, there's other stuff I would want from Danzig, but that would be pretty sweet, though. Pick. Even if it was just the first 2.
That would be pretty hilarious if he just has, like, stock in his house, and he's like, I'll just give someone.
No, Rob, he has them all arranged and banded in sets of 4 to ready to give us.
And he just goes, hey, you got, hey, what, you have 1 through 4 in vinyl? Here, he just hands it off like like if you're just over his house, like, here, you have 1 through 4 in vinyl. You don't? Oh, you just take it.
And often the response is, I played on 2 of these records, Gordon. We're all good.
Those are the only people he knows.
Yeah.
I also want to compliment how flexible he is. I mean, he's sitting cross-legged on the floor, and his knees are almost touching the ground. I mean, at 65, that's pretty impressive.
I was just talking about this yesterday. I've never in my life been able to sit Indian style like that.
Really? It's a challenge for me as well.
Really?
But
never, even at like 6 years old, I couldn't do it.
I have long legs.
I have some sort of disability.
But Noah, his knees almost touch the ground when he's standing up.
Oh, man.
That is a big bird. All right, so let's take it. Here's his girlfriend, Ashley Michelle Wisdom.
What?
She
lovely
is an
woman.
Actress/model.
Was she in Veronica?
Looks like.
She looks... Absolutely nothing like I would have guessed.
Well, now that's that was my first reaction as well.
No, I'm kidding. That's exactly what I think she would look like.
I would have guessed like she'd be like a tattoo covered like pinup model style, like Dita Von Teese.
Right.
Ooh.
That's what I was
like, a blonde, like very sculpted face, very classic, like Price is Right model kind of look.
Right. Her Instagram handle would like you to know that she's the Ashley Michelle Wisdom, not one of
them. Well, I got to apologize for that because I briefly ran an Ashley Michelle Wisdom account that was it was just my fan pictures.
You know, you didn't get the grift. You're supposed to sell her the one without the V.
Right. You build up the platform and then sell it.
And she's not verified? 132,000 followers and she's not verified?
Girl. I think Danzig put his foot down. He's like, I'm the only verified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess she has tattoos here. Oh.
No, you got it. You have to. Oh, yeah. That checks out.
Wow.
Okay, that makes
sense. Are
there
any photos of them together? She looks like she's taller than him.
Well,
probably is.
Low bar. Is that tattoo on her abdomen, was that a Danzig logo, like that skull thing? That's what it kind of looked like. That would be dedication.
Let's see here.
I only got a quick look at it.
By the way, she is in Veronica. I believe she was the girl who flashed her tatas, no? Was she the tata flash?
There was multiple of them.
Oh, you're right.
She's the main character.
She's the one that goes to the movies. And
right, yeah.
Oh, really?
Smoldering.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. She's so good looking.
She's very attractive. She looks a little bit... And this doesn't mean this as a criticism, but she's like sort of plasticky.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she definitely gets her lips done, but I feel it's like if you live in LA, it's just like it's in the water.
I prefaced it by saying I'm not critiquing her. She's a very beautiful woman, but I'm saying I'm surprised that I feel like Danzig would go for the more like earthy.
She definitely has that like LA kempt look going for her. And I say this as a compliment. I'm no judgment here.
And my judgment, though, I'll tell you. Oh, look at those feathers. I feel like the photos themselves are touched up. Like
right,
she probably sends batches ahead to some Photoshop.
Well, then
someone who's actually not that good at Photoshop and says, "Hey, touch these up. I'm going to post one a day."
That begs the question, though: is the Danzig picture Photoshopped?
Oh, well, apparently
it should be. It got stuck in the batch. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, got to backpedal all this stuff because Glenn Danzig could be listening, watching right now.
Yeah, you don't want that. That would be weird.
Yeah, and I'd be like, in the future when I intend to be on a semi-daily with him, he'll be like,
that he's rapping.
Wasn't made. That'll be the future.
Yeah.
I'm gonna secret it.
When you get gifted Danzig 1-4,
Glenn, this is what friends say joking around. I'm just saying that for the future.
I do. She has a story going. Maybe here we could see a little more here. I guess this is her daughter. See, wait,
that
let's
little
come
girl
back.
Looked like the, is that Danzig?
This looks like this.
She could be.
This looks like the kitchen table. In that Danzig photo, by the way.
It does. So, which only, just to connect the dots, this young girl, lucky kid, has Danzig access.
Yeah.
Definitely. We don't have to. So, this is
So she even has filters on her stories here, because this does not look like it's just, you know what I mean?
I think that's just what her face looks like.
No, no. This is definitely an Instagram filter. You could see little sparkles and stuff. She's adding filters. So, yeah. Okay. See, here's more decorations that match the vase in the kitchen, leading me to believe this is her place.
Like, why can't they live together? Are you
I
sure?
can't imagine Dan. I can't imagine Danzig would live.
No, because there would be like, you know, Chuck Biscuit's drum riser would be in the corner.
Exactly. Yeah. And look, there's the Christmas tree.
And she's allergic to cats, too. She can't move in there.
Yeah. I think this is...
Are we looking at a child?
Yeah, and then the child says,
"Girl, what is this?
It's her daughter, maybe?
I don't, Rob.
Yeah.
All right, we're done here.
Yeah.
Rob just really wanted to know if that's Danzig.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Here's another. Hold on.
Danzig's next movie is a sequel to Cuties. Is what I'm getting from this.
Here we go. But even this looks like it's a filter. No Danzig. I bet after this. After she posted that photo of him in her story,
they're Insta official.
I bet he was like, "Don't you ever post a photo of me again."
And then she pushed him up.
Yeah, he's like, you know how long I've been fighting the kitty litter photo, and then I gotta start all over.
That's exactly right.
Uh-oh, Dave, I think Danzig is messing with your connection.
Oh, no.
Your audio is all messed up. Here they are together. So it looks like, and I say that it looks
for a while
like he's taller than her. But as we can see here, they're both wearing heels.
I like the footwork in this photo.
Yeah.
Like he's doing a pit move. He's like... doing the punch in the floor punch.
The two-step?
Yeah.
It's like, let's step out.
I see. They went to the Rob Zombie movie premiere together. With all these other folks.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Nirgo was there?
Yeah, there he is.
Where's Nirgo?
Right there.
There's Nirgo.
Oh, isn't that Tom York?
I think Nirgo's gone pretty soft, I'd have to say.
Oh, yeah? In what sense?
Just across all platforms. You know, do you want to give Glenn Danzig shit for wrapping Christmas presents? I mean, Nirgo's showing up at movie premieres. Plus, like, you know, he works out far too much. You shouldn't ever post that much workout footage.
I see what you're saying. This is something that doesn't look very black metal at all, which is Nurgle posting yoga photos.
Oh, no.
Boy.
Yeah, like I'm super ripped, but you don't see me posting that stuff.
He could definitely sit on the floor with Danzig. That's for sure.
Yeah, this is bare feet of metal musicians.
This is another big one. What is it? That
much. Two bare feet.
Yeah. A lot of bare foot.
Like twisting his foot towards the camera. That's very weird.
I don't like it. And there's a penis. There's
a drawing of a
this very problematic Instagram feed for this guy.
Well, it's a destroy. It's an anti Nazi thing. It says destroy on it. It's just like where it's like
Vivian Westwood exhibit.
It's a Sex Pistols era where it wasn't really anti. It was just shock value.
And it's like wearing a parody MAGA Trump hat. It's like you from far away, people will just
agree.
Just
don't do it.
You raised a good point. That's a very good.
So there we go.
Whatever analogy, none.
There was one picture you passed by where he really looks exactly like Pauly Shore.
No.
Up there somewhere.
Nirgle does?
Yes.
This? No.
No, it's further. It's way up towards the penis.
Is it the penis?
This?
No, I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining things. I think you just kind of... Oh, there it is. The bottom left one there.
This?
Yeah. This, come on. That's
it. He does look a bit...
The son-in-law.
Hmm. Right, well, that's Nirgle.
It's no man.
Like
more feet. He's doing all right. He's living.
He's posing with Vogue. Come on.
He also had one of these quick tests, these COVID quick tests. Did you see Courtney Love posted something about this? How only rich people have access to these instant tests.
Well, Nurgle's in a risk group. He needs it.
It's true.
He had a cancer survivor.
It's true.
Fair point.
So wait, is Courtney Love complaining because she didn't get one? Is she saying she's not rich enough, or what's the issue?
No. It's the opposite. She's saying it's bullshit that only rich people have access to the instant tests, and that she's constantly giving her poor friends like boxes of these tests.
Who are her poor friends? I'd like to know.
You're right.
Is it just the guy who did the Kurt and Courtney documentary?
Speaking of which,
yeah,
it's a good point. Dave, you know, we were watching this documentary, Kurt and Courtney. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's like a late 90s documentary.
Yeah, it talks about whether or not he committed suicide or not.
Right, yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, so the movie kind of tries to investigate if Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain, and they provide no evidence.
But it's got a clear bias that she did kill him without ever supporting it one bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the movie, and the second half of the movie is essentially they had funding from Viacom. And once she learned about what's going on, she got them to like ditch their funding for it. Mm-hmm. But he paints this as like he's being censored and all this stuff. But if you're watching the movie, like he doesn't really provide much evidence. So there's this scene in the movie, and we talk about this in our Patreon watch along. So if you want to watch this whole movie with us, which is the only way we recommend watching it, otherwise it is unwatchable. Yeah. But there is this one scene, Dave, that kind of like we didn't know this, but we were wondering if you were in this movie. Take a look. So
there I am.
Pay special attention to the person on the phone that you're
He's on the phone with somebody from Viacom or something about the movie being shut down. Is that you?
I'm pretty sure that's me.
it was uncanny. That voice was.
I was working in the legal department at Viacom in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's even not just the – it's like the beats, too, like the way you –
the cadences, yeah.
Dry humor.
He's out there. I wish, you know, I didn't sit together enough to work in the legal department or anywhere, really, for very long. That guy, he's probably like on Law and Order by now. Doesn't work that way, though, does it? That's blurring the lines.
Well, everyone's been on Law and Order by now, even like legal people and stuff.
I know, that's true. You do raise a good point. No, I wish. It would be cool to be in that movie in some capacity. Maybe
I
could.
I don't know about that.
Self was that the actual guy from Viacom refused to have his voice in the movie, so they hired Dave Hill, voiceover extraordinaire.
That's where I really clean up.
Yeah.
Do you know about this? Like in Germany, they'll have one guy like be Robert De Niro in every Robert De Niro movie, and he'll dub all of Robert De Niro's lines.
Wow.
And they become famous, the dubbers. And then when the actor dies, they're out of work. Because it's like, no, you did this guy. That's who you are.
Oh, their voice is just so associated with that actor.
They want to do a Tom Hanks movie, and the director goes, I can't have De Niro guy be Tom Hanks. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's wild. No, I should have said this out loud earlier, but your hair is next level.
Thank you. Weave.
Is it really? You got a weave during the pandemic?
Sure.
Everyone's just cutting loose and being their true selves.
Yeah. Why not?
By wearing artificial hair.
Weave.
That's why we call Noah Podcast Pelosi.
Oh, fuck you.
Because pandemic must be damned. She's going to get her style on.
It's a strong weave.
And now we actually have footage of Noah in the salon without a mask. So we're going to play that. No.
Noah has a refrigerator full of $40 ice cream pints, too.
Fuck you. Really? I'm not like Nancy Pelosi. I don't like that joke.
Wait,
that's a little too
close
to the bone, I guess.
What is the reference to $40 ice cream pie?
Oh, was it for? She had did a video for like Jimmy Kimmel or something about her favorite ice creams.
Well,
and
I'm
she
dying.
Had, and she had like these ice creams that cost like to ship it to her. It cost like $12 to $15 a pint.
But she also had like a $10,000 refrigerator. So that's what people.
And the refrigerator was I think it was like $50,000.
Oh, really? Sorry.
Some absurd price. So like she's just showing off her wealth in the middle of the pandemic. Criticism against her. But I do want to point out that Jenny's ice cream is now carried at Whole Foods, and while it does have a markup, it's very good.
And you
she knows Nancy Pelosi knows her ice cream. Well, I bought it because of the controversy, because I want to be like, hey, I can afford it. Was only $8 at Whole Foods. I can afford a dollar ice cream.
That's still pretty expensive.
It's still steep.
She had like 110 of them in the freezer.
She had a lot of them. But they're very, very interesting. I'm not going to pitch this ice cream to you guys, but it was pretty good.
What is I got to look into this.
It's not evicted right now. Go. You got 7 days.
Right.
You got 7 days. Go get some Jenny's.
Is that the kind that comes in the glass?
No. I think you're thinking Talenti, but they come in plastic containers.
All right. I'm on it.
What comes in glass? I've set you up for some kind of joke here, clearly.
Harvey Weinstein. No, I don't know.
Well, keeping it in the holiday spirit, I do want to mention, Dave, like, are you someone who enjoys Christmas? Are you a Christmas kind of guy?
I guess in theory I would be, but I have found that I have not really enjoyed it too much in a long time. But
is there a specific reason? Or
I like the idea of it. Maybe it's just I don't know. I think I'll enjoy
decorations and lights.
I do. I guess no. I do like it. I do like lights. I mean, I actually now that we're talking about it, I love Christmas lights so much that I think that they should just be up year round. I think they look great. And like when they have them on like in trees and on lampposts and stuff, like right now they're in the bushes out front. And I'm like, why not have them up all the time? Little white lights,
yeah,
getting people excited. But I guess I do like it. Now that we're talking it out, I guess I do like it. I guess I think this Christmas will be a weird one, but still, I think a pretty good one. I have a strong Christmas crew here of all people that I'm two people and one dog that I'm isolating with or whatever.
Quarantining?
Quarantining. So, like, it's not, no one's coming over. But, I think it's a strong one. I feel like I have some good outfits locked and loaded for the day. So, yeah, I guess I do kind of like it. I don't like, Christmas Mass and things like that. But, you know, what a year not to like Christmas Mass.
Yeah, it's more the secular celebration that you enjoy than necessarily the religious aspect.
Yeah, I like it. You know, I like a layered look. I like a shrimp cocktail. And I like hanging out and having some drinks and kind of falling asleep. I like fires.
Eggnog?
Like,
are you an eggnog kind of guy?
We're literally just talking about this right before. Like, yeah.
You were on an eggnog podcast and we had to bump you.
I was on, it was Nogcast. I was just Nogcast. I don't like alcohol eggnog. But there was a time in my life when I would make eggnog for myself, like in July, whenever. I would just be like, oh, I'm going to whip up a quick nog. Be right back.
What's the recipe? What do you do?
Just like, you know, I'm sure it's a flawed recipe. But when I was a kid, to my mind, it was just milk, egg, vanilla, and sugar. And you're off to the races with a basic nog right there.
So you're putting a raw egg in your milk?
That's right.
Cinnamon?
It was the 80s. You know, we didn't have problems like this.
I'm not. This is non-judgmental. I'm just asking.
You could put maybe a little bit of cinnamon, a little, but I didn't get like nutmeg and stuff. Aww. You know, that was too advanced for a kid.
Okay. Fair.
But
well, the reason I say this is I learned recently that, you know, one of the most famous Christmas tunes, Jingle Bells, actually works with, I don't know why I said that like Christopher Walken, Jingle Bells.
That did get a little Walken-esque.
It works with the classic Black Sabbath song, War Pigs. I don't know if you knew this. Both of these songs work very well.
That's his Deck the Halls, right?
What did I say? Jingle Bells?
Yeah.
Oh, so Deck the Halls.
Could you say that as Christopher Walken now, just to balance it?
Deck the Halls? No, I can't. I guess I can't. Okay, he does the Paranoid, the War Pigs intro.
Jesus, are you going to get every song wrong?
War Pigs is on Paranoid, okay? Give me partial credit here. Okay. All right, here we go. Here we go.
He's not even strumming his guitar. What's happening?
He's probably using a karaoke version, I'm assuming. But then
he's got a fucking double neck guitar. Why not use it?
And a Steinberger at that. I mean, that's the.
He's very excited.
He's supposed to be a virtuoso if he's holding that guitar. And he wasn't even.
We're gatekeeping expensive guitar owning.
Yeah. Yes.
So if I understand correctly, so he's just not anywhere near playing the correct notes. Is that he's mining?
He's not playing at all.
He's fretting them, but he's not strumming them.
I thought I must have been focused on him singing because I didn't notice him not strumming.
I think he was just
focusing on the hands, people.
He was focused on the vocal delivery. So here's the other way.
He looks like Roger Clark.
Yeah.
To when he wasn't strumming.
Who knew, folks? Who knew?
He looks like the angry video game nerd.
Wow. I think there'd be more views on this video.
How many are there?
Only
1,000?
I would think should be over 1 million at least. It should be up there with that Gangnam Style.
What metal song does that cross over with, Rob?
Gangnam Style?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is one.
The whole first Five Finger Death Punch record.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know. I just said that because the Five Finger Death Punch guy is behind you.
Aaron's background.
Pretty well with Walk from
We had a segment we played on the air where the singer of Five Finger Death Punch was on some rant, like he did some Instagram rant video. And he just was saying, like, making Tourette sounds during the whole thing, like, woof, woof. So it became a little bit of a...
What was he, like, doing some anti-mask rant or something?
Actually, this time, in this case, no. He was ranting about his bandmates who left the band to do a side project and sort of butthurtly... I'm sure that'll be good. Well, watch out, because I'm going to make my next Five Finger Death Punch album even better now because I heard that you left, like, just like a jealous girlfriend kind of thing.
Well, it's like you're in the way more rich band. Like, you're way more well-off than these people you're, like, threatened by. It makes sense.
I'm surprised, too. I would have thought it would be a COVID isn't real type of thing. But no, it wasn't, strangely.
He seems like a great guy. I can tell. All of my Five Finger Death Punch knowledge comes from your website.
All right.
The beginning and end. Whatever you say, that's what I know.
Well, I'm glad to provide that knowledge. Everyone should at least be aware of what's going on with Five Finger Death Punch. You don't actually have to listen to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm a grown man, so. I just slipped a sick burn in on that band.
You're not worried about them reacting the way Danzig would if he heard you making jokes?
I didn't say anything negative during the dance. I was very careful. Well, in my heart of hearts, I don't have anything negative to say about Danzig. As you know, we've known each other for a very long time.
Yes. You have a love for Danzig.
I feel like, you know, I can only say positive things about Danzig. Like, it's like a form of autism. So I'm incapable of speaking ill of Danzig. And as I'm sure, because I always try to work this into conversation, I have met Danzig, and I found him to be delightful.
Let's hear that. I'm sure you've shared this already, but I want to hear it again.
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
How was it meeting Danzig?
I was quite drunk, which is what gave me the courage or delusion to think that, hey, he'd be psyched if I walked up to him right now. So I did, and he was very nice.
Well, what did you say to him when you approached him?
I said, I don't know if you watch Basic Cable, Glenn, but no. No, I just said hello. Just had a quick chat. I said I liked him on Portlandia. I said, great show. Things like that. The things that people probably say to him all the time.
I see. So this was in New York when Phil Anselmo's band opened for Danzig, and
it was in Philadelphia actually.
But it was during that tour.
It was during that tour, yeah, because I was visiting my sister in Philadelphia. So you know, I was like, you know, Glenn's in town. I should probably pop down and meet Glenn Danzig.
Now, did
you know celebrities do?
Right, you got to say hi to each other. So that's the rule about
separating. Celebrities in town.
It was you.
Someone's
Danzig
watching now is going to be like, that guy thinks he's a celebrity.
No, you are. Stop it.
And it's like, hey, relax,
I'm
listener.
Joking.
Danzig really? Is a celebrity. Like,
Danzig
we all
is
agree.
A, this can't be debated. I'm joking when I call myself celebrity. I'm from the streets.
That's what you're famous for.
From the streets, yeah. That's how people know me. I'm like a street hustler. They're like a legendary street hustler. And that's the beginning and end with me.
You're in a bike gang, I hear.
I'm biking a lot. I bike pretty much daily during the pandemic.
Now you got to stay sane. Like, you're isolated. You're with your family. You're seeing the same people, and you know you would identify yourself as comedian, actor, man about town. Now the last part of your multi-hyphenate title, you can't really be a man about town now.
So, no, it's you know, as I think so many people have it so hard, the actual virus aside, the hardships that people are dealing with during this pandemic, there are so many horrible ones, but I think perhaps no one has it as bad as I do in that it's very hard to be a man about town in these times, especially when I'm hiding out in this tiny little town of about 3,000 people. Where I literally almost never see other human beings, even when I'm out on the town. Sometimes from afar, I'll see someone walking their dog, and I'll sort of wait. I'll quickly lift a hand off my bike, so you know, just very quickly, so I don't wipe out. And I'll just give a quick wave, and I'll grab it and keep pedaling.
It's tough, you know, to be a raconteur. You know, you have to accumulate anecdotal amusing anecdotes and stuff. So, like, how can you do that if you're isolated?
It's that, you know, that's exactly, you nailed it.
Just anecdotes about podcast appearances right now.
That's all I can do. I can talk about times when I struggle to get on a Zoom call, and that's what I got. I got stuff like that.
You were blocking your Tom of Finland drawing of Danzig behind you.
It is kind of Tom of Finland. You know, I would not have guessed Tom of Finland would end the conversation tonight. But I'm glad he did, because I'm a fan.
How could you not be?
I mean, you know, whether the subject matter, it may not be for everyone, but you the drawings are amazing.
That's true. And they're so true to life, too.
They're totally, I mean, you know, to my own, yeah, sure. That's exactly right. A guy in a pair of jeans with a donger down to his knee.
Yeah, a donger the size of his leg, like literally. So
yeah,
it's like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly.
Our next livecast shirt should be Rob drawn in the style of Time.
I mean,
I'd be interested. That's hot.
It's that's a shirt you either really want or you really don't want. It's, you know, it's not a fence sitting shirt.
Yeah. Well, that might be part of the drawing.
Also, you no freebies on that one.
Yeah, you got to pay the full price for it. No comments.
We'll give Dave a free one.
Yeah, Dave can give a free one because he inspired.
Hello?
You're back.
Oh, no.
We hear you. Oh, I don't think you can hear us, maybe.
Can you hear us, Dave?
I can hear you now. I thought we were going to run into that where I have to pretend I can hear you for the last 10 minutes of the podcast. Which,
oh, no.
It's a tradition so like any other.
I think, you know, could be a very popular segment.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of celebrities about town, you know, Dave, let me know if this ever happened to you. You're a rich, rock star.
Very well.
Another person who is kind of like objectively rich, I would say, is Chris Jericho. Are you familiar with him? He is also a singer. He performs in the band.
That's debatable. I don't mind coming on your show and being a fucking bitch.
Right.
But I mean, when you step to Sebastian Bach, challenge him.
You're on Team Sebastian.
I mean, by leaps and bounds.
And by the way, it's okay to be a bitch about Jericho on our show because Jericho came on our show and acted like a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I would argue that he is a bitch and he can't sing, and his band is horrible, and you know.
Well, he's a great pro wrestler, and that's where he made most of his money.
I have nothing, no bad things to say about his wrestling career.
Well,
I've totally blown any chances with him. No, he's great.
So
no, what? But I just got mad because he tried to say he could sing better than Sebastian Bach, and I would argue he can't sing any better than Sid, and I haven't even heard Sid sing.
Neither have I.
Maybe you're amazing. Neither have you.
Well, I do want to, in Chris Jericho's defense, I do want to say, though, that Sebastian Bach totally started it. Like, he didn't come.
But what would he ask? You know, we knew that. Of course he did. We know Sebastian Bach. Like, I mean, he's Sebastian Bach. And I'm not saying, like, I'm some massive Sebastian, you know, I feel like politically I'm more aligned with Sebastian Bach than Chris Jericho. So there's one more thing.
That's for sure.
That can't be the bit. And I applaud that, actually. A Canadian, stepping up. And anyway.
Both Canadians, actually. Although Chris Jericho, Texas, kind of New York. So anyway, the point I'm making. So Chris Jericho, millionaire, lives in outside of Tampa.
Of course he does.
Which also, to your point, Dave, you know, Sebastian Bach, avid Trump hater, anti-Trump. And Chris Jericho donated at least $3,000 to Trump's reelection campaign.
Yeah, so fuck that guy. That is really at the core of why I'm not afraid to speak badly of him.
Which is like, why? Why even? I guess, I don't know, maybe like Donald Trump Jr. guilted him into it? I don't know. But anyway.
That was the cost of getting him on the podcast.
Fair. Chris Jericho tweets, thanks to the at Domino's driver who came to deliver our pizza and forgot the pizza. It's been 90 minutes, and when we called, they basically said, tough luck. Terrible customer service, guys. # had one job.
And this is during the pandemic?
This is December 19th at 8:45 p.m.
Okay, one more. Just add that to the list of reasons I'm anti-Jericho.
So,
why are you ordering your millionaire? Why are you ordering Domino's pizza?
That was my first thought. That was my immediate thought.
If you're over the age of 16, why would you order Domino's pizza? Why would you?
Excuse me, Rob. Don't you have like your Castle moment or Taco Bell?
Yes.
Rob's not a millionaire.
But Domino's is not.
Domino's is another level.
False equivalency.
Yes. Thank you.
There's
thank
no. Anyone who's had White Castle understands why people love it. Anyone who's had, whether you like it or not, you'd be like, it may not be my thing, but I totally understand why someone would eat 20 of those gray hamburgers.
Yeah.
And Taco Bell, same thing. But like, Domino's is horrible.
It's objectively terrible.
It's a disgusting indulgence.
Just also, Taco Bell is its own thing. Like, it's not, it is approximating Mexican food, but it's its own thing. Like, it's a good, White Castle is its own thing. Domino's is just shitty pizza.
Here's the thing, to your point, Darren. You know, like, you can't get a premium White Castle burger. Like, you can't get a diner version of a White Castle burger. You can't get a diner version. You can't, like, I crave authentic Mexican, and there's many wonderful authentic Mexican restaurants in my area, and I have that. But then sometimes I specifically crave Taco Bell, which is authentic Taco Bell.
Agreed.
Domino's.
But what do you crave about it? Why do you crave it?
Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Diarrhea is the after effect. It tastes fucking damn good.
It's really good. And they have specific types of taco shells that you can't find at a... Like, I really like chalupas.
Taco shells?
I like chalupas specifically.
Do the chalupa around, then they put another shell in there.
Yeah. And then they also... Right. Their ranch sauce?
Oh, yeah. And then they'll dust a taco shell without even thinking twice about it.
Oh,
you
forget
think Domino's
about
that. That sort of shit?
Let me tell you, you know, they had the Doritos Loco taco, and then they had chalupas. So I would usually get two chalupas.
That's amazing.
And I would get a Doritos nacho taco. Now they have cheddar-dusted chalupas. I don't even need Doritos taco because the chalupas have the Doritos dust on them. It's revolutionary.
They know you.
Now,
totally, because they don't even have to do that. They already had a delicious product.
I want to say something, Rob. I got it before you launch into this Jericho.
Yeah, we got to get back, but go ahead.
The way you know you live in an old, uncultured neighborhood, as I do, is
you
that
be
the,
really careful what you say next, pal.
The tacos, the taco trucks, and the Mexican restaurants cater to Taco Bell fans by making authentic Mexican versions of Taco Bell items.
Oh.
Actually serve like Taco Bell style chalupas. I saw one that they serve nachos with Doritos. I saw one that they have they made like a little Mexi melt. They have crunchy tacos, which authentic Mexican restaurants don't ever have.
All I'm hearing is like there's these trucks in Rob's neighborhood that make fucking amazing food.
Yeah, I gotta try this. Yeah,
and you make it sound like a bad thing, but you're describing things that sound delicious.
It's just an observational. It's like taking. You like Taco Bell? Well, here's what Taco Bell would taste like if it was done by a good chef.
Yeah, but so the point. So what I was trying to say though is, I'm sure there are local pizzerias in the area, first of all, that could use the business. Second of all, that no doubt in my mind, the pizza will taste 20 times. But Domino's is...
If he's ordering Domino's, he's not looking for a delicious pizza. He's looking for disgusting food. He hates himself that night.
You know what, Noah? You make a great point.
Thank you.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, but I...
But even still, to do the public shaming...
He's angry. He hates himself.
He's angry.
Yeah, I'm just this fella. I don't really know what there is. I'm not hearing anything. He could turn it around. I was just thinking about this today. You know, we all made fun of Guy Fieri, Flavortown, but then he reveals himself to be one of the greatest people ever to walk the face of the earth.
That's true. He's raised hundreds of millions of dollars for restaurant workers, more than our government.
Amazing person. And I've heard endless things that wonderful things he's done during his career. Maybe Chris Jericho could do some of these things. And I would take it all back. Not that I ever shit talked Guy Fieri. Never once.
I do want to say that actually, the first time I heard someone say anything positive about Guy Fieri was comedian Shane Torres.
Same here.
Yes, and he was opening for you, Dave. I believe it was a Witch Chain show that he opened, and he did. You could.
Oh, this You were at the same show. This is where I heard this. Yeah, yeah. He was talking about all the philanthropy and just good things that Guy Fieri's done.
Look, just you could Google Guy Fieri stand up bit or Shane Torres Guy Fieri. He did it on Conan. You could look it up. But yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then plus, like, you know, there was that restaurant in Times Square, off of Times Square, the Guy Fieri restaurant, and then they had that mean review in the New York Times. It was like,
oh, yeah,
that everyone was talking about. And I read that review and I said, you know, this reviewer is probably spot on in his analysis of the restaurant, but I also think that the restaurant's probably delicious.
Yeah, like people that read the fucking New York Times review restaurant review column would never be caught dead at Flavortown in Times Square. Yeah. That restaurant is not for them.
There's a Venn diagram and there's Dave Hill right in the middle. There's the one guy, that's me.
But people, tourists traveling that just want, you know, some good chicken fingers or whatever, they're going to love it.
Yeah, we saw a Broadway show and we went to Guy Fieri's restaurant. New York City is the best.
Yeah, no, that's seriously what it would be.
But the review is for the people who read, you know, the New Yorker that want to feel superior to Guy Fieri's restaurant.
Yeah, well, no one is superior to Guy Fieri, in my opinion.
Noah, you've been on Guy Fieri's show.
No, I have. Wait, Noah was?
No, Noah has been, yes.
Oh, I thought you said, no, you have been. And like you were reminding me of something. I'm like, I had lost years, Rob. I don't remember. But you were saying Noah.
You ate spaghetti on film. We watched you.
There was a crossover with the King of Metal. You don't remember this?
Oh, man, I wish.
Yeah, I was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Why are we waiting till 7:05 to talk about this? This should have been the second I came on the Zoom.
Yeah. And of course I said like the most like Jewish motherly thing that made it to the airwaves. So it's me and my friend Roland, who you might know. And we're eating at an Italian restaurant / Salumeria.
Sure.
What
does that mean? They have like meats?
Like meats and
pork
stuff
store.
Like that.
Like a charcuterie plate?
Yeah, they
never mind.
Stop,
I'm sorry.
Like with the Italian name.
Get that New York Times vocabulary out of here with your charcuterie. Sorry, go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, and I just so it was actually very fun because we got to spend the day with Guy, and we did a couple like we did that taping, and we got to watch him do. He's a freaking pro. He's so good. He's so like super aware of what everybody's doing, like how it comes out on film and all that stuff. And so it's our time to eat and he comes and he sits with us and he sits right next to me. And Roland is eating his meatball and I'm eating my pasta plate and I go, wow, this is so much food. And that's my line that made me famous. And I think I was on that show 4 years ago and it still pops up in replays. I think it like replays 65 times. And every time it replays, somebody sent me a message. Oh my God, I saw you on Food Network.
Wait, do you get like SAG residuals for that?
No.
Oh man.
I was just a patron.
Get to go back to that place and get free pasta?
I mean, if I brought it up, I'm sure they would. They, you know, they have like Italian, like big heart that they want to feed you all the time.
Well, it's a
I
restaurant,
can't remember the
so
place. Maybe we'll post it. Like we'll post a link or something. Yeah. To
I want to see this episode.
It's on YouTube, but I don't know I don't know what keywords would bring it up.
We should do a watch along for Patreon of Noah's triple D.
Of my like 5 seconds.
Yeah, but there's build up. There's going to be, we're not going to know when it's coming, and then all of a sudden, there you are. We're going to freak out.
There's so much food.
Yeah.
Maybe we could all be eating our own Italian meal while we're doing the watch along.
You can make ringtones out of your so much food. Sell those.
Yeah.
Patreon bonus.
That could be the caption to the shirt with Rob that I was talking about earlier.
Oh, the Tom of Finland?
Shirt. Yeah.
There's so much food.
Just written like along the shaft.
What if, hear me out on this. What if it's like the guy from the pizza box with the pizza chef's hat? He's spinning a pizza, but he has a giant dong. and it's Rob's face. And he's like, wow, there's so much food. It's just a mashup of all these great things.
I love it. He's wearing assless chaps while he's spinning a pizza.
Yeah.
All this food.
All right.
Yeah. So, and then also I went to South Beach Food and Wine.
Were you Gilbert Gottfried? What? I went to South Beach.
I went to South Beach.
To get some food and have some wine. Sorry.
And we basically got in like through him, and we got some interviews when I worked on like a food show with Roland, and he was very, very nice, and the food backstage was delicious. He definitely took care of everyone, and he's basically like the guy that runs Food Network. Like, he's
Guy Fieri
who calls the shots.
Yeah. Guy Fieri does?
He doesn't run it, but he's like,
he's got the
like a
power.
Head honcho at Food Network. And then he was doing a food demo with Snoop Dogg, and we were like on the, you know, like on the side of the stage or whatever. And Snoop walks in with his posse, and his main bodyguard is basically a building. He's so big. He's like this building of a man.
Oh my, I have met that guy. I opened for Snoop once. He's like three guys. Well, this is one of them. The largest humans you've ever seen.
I just wonder where does he get his clothes?
Rob, where did you get your clothes?
He would go to the big and tall. You really got to go. There's a lot of there's a big market now for big guys.
A big market, yes.
I get targeted with these ads all the time now.
He goes to Rob's Big and Building. It's a new franchise that Rob is starting. Lending his name to. It's like it's not like Guy Fieri where he's hands on. Rob's like the executive.
I'm very hands off. There's also a pizzeria in there.
Make you
bigger. You actually deliver the pizza. You don't just forget to bring the pizza.
Right, right. It's like Domino's style, but you know, good.
Oh man.
Delicious. You know, when it's Domino's style, it's probably better that they forget the pizza.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Uh-oh.
I don't mind
Please.
Domino's.
I knew it the whole time. You've been defending Domino's, and now you're just finally coming out with it.
We have a Domino's truther among us.
Yeah,
we've talked about this on the show.
Really quiet the whole time. Not taking any shots.
It wouldn't be my first thing ordering, but if I was desperate and there was only a Domino's around, or if I was having... you know, like a bad night and I wanted to hurt myself, I would order
instead of cutting, you
crust.
Just get a thin crust.
Look, if you're desperate, you'll suck on a Heinz ketchup packet. But I mean, is it, you know, no one's that, when
I
was talking about, all right. But I'm saying like in that situation, sure, I'd eat Domino's.
I would put ketchup on my spaghetti.
But like
pasta.
But like to order it, to go out of your way to order it, I don't know.
Because you got to figure, Chris Jericho has one of these Nancy Pelosi fridges. With everything, he's got everything, you know.
Yeah,
he moves like to have his own pizza oven.
You think Danzig? You think Danzig is ordering Domino's? No.
Well, he's more of a Pizza Hut guy.
Little Caesars, no.
Oh yeah, probably Little Caesars.
He's probably been hitting the head so often that his taste buds don't work anymore. You know?
Oh, you take that right back. I know what you're referencing.
There are a few fast food outlets that I've sworn off for good, and Domino's is one of them because I had such a terrible experience in Tampa. Again, coincidentally.
Oh no!
I was in Tampa. I feel like I've told the story on the show at the time that this happened. I was in Tampa for a conference. I'll try it.
What sort of conference was it?
It was a metal conference.
It was
actually
a conference for people who look like buildings.
It was like a metal summit. Brian Slagle from Metal.
Casual Rob.
Oh, nice.
He was doing kind of a summit of like labels and press and like just the state of the industry kind of thing. And it was a fun get together. And, actually I remember when this was. This was in 2016 because I vividly remember after the summer, we all went out and drank to a bar in Tampa and I met a true to life Trump supporter, like who was, and I, the whole time I was like, are you being sarcastic? And she's like, no, I think he's a great businessman. Like I could, it couldn't like, so this is right before the election. Cause it was like during the primaries, I feel like. But anyway, so we're at this bar laughing at this Trump supporter woman who ended up having the last laugh because he ended up winning, of course. But then, like,
she's dead of COVID now, though. So,
so I go, ha ha, I have the last laugh. No, but so nothing else was open, Noah, to your point. And we ordered Domino's. It took forever. The Domino's was across the street from our hotel. It took forever. We walked there and we're like, guys, can we get our pizza? What's going on? And we're starving. This is to your point, Noah. Starving. 3 a.m, whatever it was. Nothing else open. No other option. We have Domino's. It was disgusting. It was so bad. It was so, I couldn't even, I've had bad meals where it's like, okay, that sucked, but at least I'm satisfied. I couldn't even eat enough of it to feel full. I was so grossed out by it.
You'd rather not have eaten, right? I mean,
correct. And I basically said to myself at that point, I will never, ever, ever order Domino's again, and I have not.
Good but you kept it to yourself. You didn't tweet about it.
Right. I did not at Domino's and tell them how bad my experience was, as I told you guys.
But I think
I waited 5 years to complain.
You didn't cause a PR crisis. Domino's is like one of the biggest wrestlers in the world is shit talking us.
And
the guy who thinks he can sing better than Sebastian Bach. Yeah, that guy.
The guy who made a whole career in music of copying Sebastian Bach and then wants to beef with him.
Again, though, he doesn't want to beef with him. Sebastian Bach started the beef because he's tired of Jericho ripping off his vibe.
He's right. But I want to also
Team Bach.
I feel like this whole Zoom would be Team Bach, but
Bach 2.
but it just bolsters the point of, you know, think about the situation you had to construct to, in order to make it even acceptable to think about ordering Domino's. You're in Tampa. It's late at night. It's clearly nothing else unless you want to get wings at a titty bar.
And believe me, we tried. We wanted it. We tried to look. There was nothing. Nothing
and
at all.
Even then, you ate it and you were sick to your stomach. QED. Like, what else do you need?
Do you remember which pizza you ordered? Like, I bet you ordered one with, like, pepperoni and sausage on it.
No, we did not. Because I was with Frank. And this is before he was vegan. He was still vegetarian. So it was a traditional cheese pizza. So we could all split it.
So you got to get the thin crust.
The thin crust is the only acceptable
palatable.
Right. But that's not pizza.
Okay, but that's what you should have ordered. Why did
you're
you
right.
Order
I remember they were out of thin crust. I also have this thing. All right, if you know, in emergency, get thin crust. They didn't even have that. They
thin
were out
cream,
of it.
Which, but isn't the whole thing? How does a pizza place run out of pizza if they're supposedly making the pizzas fresh?
Good point.
Run out of thin crust.
They ran out of the cheese and crackers that they make. They call thin crust pizza.
That's it. I'm adding Domino's. How do you run out of thin crust five years
you
ago?
I have held my tongue for 4 years on this.
The statute of limitations has expired.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Let him have it.
Well, Dave, it's been an absolute pleasure hanging out with
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, this hour flew by.
Flew by.
And it's great connecting with you. You know, we typically would see you about town at shows, at St. Vitus.
I know. Yeah, totally. Just
none of that exists.
Hopefully, I was literally just talking about St. Vitus today. And I hope next year. When do you guys think we can just be hanging out on a health level? Don't bring your own personal biases into the idea of hanging out with me, into the conversation.
Right. Assuming we want to hang out.
Yeah, when can we hang out?
I would say the optimistically the summer, and that's being very optimistic.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Us, or do you mean like at a show?
I'm open to any scenario. We could go to White Castle.
No, we'll go hiking with you right now. Just give her the coordinates. Yep.
I would love that. Will you? Will you have the weave?
Uh-huh.
Is the weave? You, no, I. This is not me. This is ignorance. Is the weave an all or nothing prospect, or can you go weave lists for a day, get the weave back in?
It's not a clip on.
It's like a pain in the ass.
It's in there.
It's like I have tracks.
No.
What do you mean?
And then I'll have to get them pushed up.
So, like, is the weave sewed in to your hair? Like, how is it connected?
It's actually tape and extensions.
So, and then is the idea that you would grow it out eventually and then just that'll all be your hair?
Yeah. But I just
what's been taking so long?
I'm malnourished, I guess. I don't know.
Have you gone on any hikes with the weave in?
No, I just got it done the other day.
Would you hike?
Would I go hiking?
I'm asking you to go hiking. No, I'm open to hiking. But where do you hike?
I went on a trip across the Southwest, and I hiked all about town.
Oh wow! But you're on the East Coast. I'm not going to give your exact coordinates out.
Well, actually, Dave, I'm right now in upstate New York. I'm living at my dad's, but in 2 weeks I'm moving to Tucson, Arizona.
Permanently?
Probably I'll end up staying there permanently. But
why?
I want to go outside and like go on different hikes and stuff like that.
Oh my, you know, hiking is overrated.
Well, there's also really nice bike paths. I can ride my bike. I want to like be outdoors.
All right. Well,
that's what they call Arizona the bicycle state. Didn't you know that, Dave?
It's on my plates, actually, on my rental car. The bicycle.
I thought it was the drive-through liquor store state.
I can't believe this. You can't. Sorry, I won't be able to just run into you.
But you're not in New York.
If you go to Tucson.
What?
You know?
I'm going back to New York. I have my apartment. I'm going back. All my stuff is there. Paying rent there. I'm just.
Yeah.
So you're paying rent for an apartment you're not living in currently.
Yeah, that's just a flex move, though, you know?
Pretty flex.
Yeah,
well,
just kind of showing. I'm just renting places that I'm not living in.
Very excellent.
No, I thought, you know, we would be out here like 3 weeks, and it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was paying for an apartment from March until June, and then at the same time, I was living in Greenpoint with my now fiance. I got engaged in October.
Well, you know, so much is happening. How's this guy going to feel about all these hikes we're going on with you?
Fine, he'll join us.
Who is this guy? Does he know about that you're moving to Tucson?
Yes, he gets to come with me.
Okay.
He owns a Domino's pizza franchise.
Oh, no.
Oh, it all comes together.
See,
I married
John,
the CEO of Domino's.
He's John Domino's.
Oh, amazing. Well, he's the head of PR for Domino's.
but he only does the thin crust PR.
Oh, okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah, who's on TCPR? No, it's fiance. Get a hold of him. We can't. He's on a hike right now. No reception.
Yeah, but we really liked our trip. I went to and I had never been to these states. I've been to Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona. And I went to all these national parks and stuff because that's like the best thing to do during a pandemic.
Yeah.
You just go out in the wilderness on your own. And we just really like that part of the country.
Doesn't mean you have to move to these places.
Huh?
Go. Doesn't mean you have to move to these places.
Tired of paying for New York City and not getting anything out of it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, she's going to pay for Tucson and not get anything out of it.
We'll talk about this.
Yeah, but you pay like one third the amount for Tucson that you pay for New York.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I can't hear this.
There's not many good things about Arizona, but that cheapness is one of them, that's for sure.
There's a metal scene in Tucson. There's been metal shows there, so hopefully
Rob Halford lives in Arizona.
Really?
Part of the time.
Not Tucson.
Yeah. Hike with you.
All right.
The one thing I know about Tucson, Arizona is that's the place where Linda Lavin's car broke down and she wound up working at Mel's Diner.
If things work out, she's going to stay. And she
exactly.
Did. Mel start working at a diner.
She'd get sucked in. She's trying to get back on the highway and she spent 40 years.
I can't believe it.
We mentioned, how many shows mentioned Tom of Finland and Alice? Come on. Be real.
That's a quality program.
Yep.
Thank you. Can't say it any better. All right. Well, Dave, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You have your own podcast, right? You just casting.
I do. Yeah. The Dave Hill Good Time Hour, number one in its time slot. And then, you know, people can buy whatever products I have out there.
Oh, wait, I have a question for you.
You also have a book. You wrote a book about Canada.
I've written 3 books, whatever. Yeah, there's Parking the Moose and then 2 essay collections.
An esteemed author. And you've been doing this amazing art, and I can't wait to get mine. But
I'll give you one as a wedding present.
Oh.
You don't even have to invite me, but I would give you a gift anyway, because that's how I think so highly of you.
Oh, you're so sweet. But Dave, I don't even know how to describe it. He takes objects and he paints them, and then he recently started doing like women's accessories, like handbags and stuff, and he paints.
I did do a few handbags.
Oh,
I just,
it's so cool.
I just finished a box just today.
Whoa.
That looks great.
It's got all sorts of stuff.
Very nice.
And I like
this. We're sitting at my little workshop. It's my little paints right now.
Amazing.
Well, thank you. I'll let you guys, thank you so much. I'm going to go watch TV.
Where can our fans follow you? You're banned from Twitter for cursing.
Banned from Twitter.
Soon to be.
I mean, I have
president.
A website, DaveHillOnline.com, but I'm on the grams, at Mr. Dave Hill, at Mr. Dave Hill. And if you go there, I feel like you could just, it's a gateway to whatever I'm up to. My big thing now is my street gang. The Dangerous Snakes Who Hate Bullshit. I'm focusing on women's wear and my street gang right now during the pandemic.
All right. There we have it. Dave, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, guys.
And be safe. Hope to see you soon.
Thanks. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a sweetheart.
All right. That was Dave Hill. What a lovely fella.
His artwork is so cool. I didn't know that about him.
Didn't realize he was an artist.
Have you gotten a chance to see it?
No.
Or have you seen it on his Instagram?
I haven't.
He's really, really incredibly talented when it comes to like painting.
Everything.
Yeah, just everything, I guess. How dare he?
What a jerk. No good motherfucker.
Get him back on the line so we could curse him out.
Derek goes mad at him too. He wants to say he invented that style of painting pocketbooks. Not him or Sebastian Bach. So let's, as we wind it down, I want to mention our 600th episode is 1 week away, and we want you to be a part of it.
Stop banging on your table.
If you cannot be a part of the show live, and what is live? Live would be next Tuesday, December 29th, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Please send us some hate mail at metalinjection.net. You can send us, you know, a traditional email with,
you know, a message on how long you've been listening. We'd love to hear about what you like about the show, what you don't like, or anything
just
you want.
Yourself. Like, don't even talk about the show. Just talk about you. Like, who you are. If the show helped you learn something, or, you know, how long have you been listening since you're like a teenager and now you're an adult with a job?
Yeah, like we would love to hear from you. And so you could either send us an email with text or record a voice memo or record a video and send us that. You could pre-record something. Or if you are able to listen live, we will be sharing a public Zoom link. Zoom is, of course, the video chat program that we use. And you can use your laptop if you have a webcam, or your phone, if you have a smartphone, to download the app. And then you could just Zoom in. You'll be on the air with us. You'll be one of these squares. You see us here if you're watching our video version. You can ask us whatever you want. You know, we'll do our best to answer it. If it's a little too extreme, we'll hang up on you. It'll be a fun time. So we don't know what'll happen, but we know it will be fun. And we hope you can tune in. 600. And this past, a few days ago, was our 12th anniversary.
Yeah,
crazy.
Saturday. Saturday was our 12th anniversary.
Where does the time go? And so I want to thank everybody. And, of course, again, mention the Patreon, where you get all of our bonus episodes. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. And
our Spotify playlist.
Great point. We have been doing a Spotify playlist for longtime listeners of the show. We used to have a music break. Now we try not to do that to avoid copyright strikes. So we've just been doing a Spotify playlist with the songs that we would have put if we were to have a music break. And it's each of us pick a song. This week I picked a song from Slipknot, The Shape. It's a deep cut from Iowa that I enjoy, and I really like that album, Iowa. And then Snow White. Who picked Snow White? Something for Nothing. Who is Snow White?
They're a Chicago early 80s sort of a thrash band, but with punk influence, and they are the proto pre-band to Cyclone Temple, who I played on the show when we did have music breaks. I don't know if you remember them, but they are like pure thrash, but the members of Snow White, and they have a female lead singer, which is a very nice sort of balance to this type of music that they're playing that you don't hear very much. I really like them a lot. I thought you would have heard of them, Rob.
I'm not familiar. Okay. And then Sid, I'm assuming, picked Dr. Octagon with Earth People.
Yep. I like to describe him as ODB on acid. He's a legendary New York rapper. He used to be in the Ultra Magnetic MCs. He's also known as Cool Keith. Fantastic.
And then Noah, you picked... Sorry, go ahead.
And that will transition very well into my pick, which is a little-known fact about me. I really like the super group The Highwaymen, which is Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings. And I picked the song American Remains. About
which is what at least two of them currently are.
Yeah.
Kris Kristofferson's great. Like, even just his whole backstory of how he was a fucking janitor in a record studio, and then like sent his just went up to Johnny Cash and said, "Will you listen to my tape?" And he said yes, and he just became a superstar. Fucking amazing. He also hired a helicopter to land on Johnny Cash's lawn. To like get his attention, like
really?
I guess he gave him the tape and he didn't like get back to him or something, so he sent a helicopter there.
Where's he getting this money?
I guess he had to save them from being a janitor. I don't know. But.
The fucked up thing though is Kobe Bryant happened to be in that helicopter. Really
fucking
sad.
Fuck the Kris Kristofferson. No good jabroni, motherfucker. Then the hockey puck man sitting next to the Iron Sheik and he goes, "You should have killed your damn self before you killed Johnny Cash and Kobe Bryant."
Oh, deep, deep references. And I love it. So you can check that out. It's on our episode page. Go to metalinjection.net/livecast and you can get access to the playlist. And speaking of our Patreon, one fine feature
of our Patreon is if you'd like to donate in the $10 tier, not only do you get access to all the bonus-odes, all the bonus-odes, the bonus episodes, you would also get a shout-out at the end of the show, which is right now. Now is the end of the show. And so I'd like to give a right.
Ow. It's like it's like a cat. I don't know what's wrong with me.
A cat scratch, witch hunt in black.
So let me do the top live cast fans of the week. And let's bring back a classic. And I realize that my computer audio isn't on right now.
Do it as Christopher Walken. Come on.
Okay, but I have a terrible Christopher. Hold on. Let me find my Christopher Walken. Let me find it. What's like a Christopher Walken thing to say? I got to have more combat.
Terrible.
I gotta have
more Arnold Stang than Christopher Walken. That's pretty good.
Eric, we got Robert Gadoosh, aka Justin. Yeah, Derek, you do much better.
Actually,
than
I don't do a very good Christopher. I'm gonna bow out of this one. I think your over the top bad one is better than my almost not quite.
Benjamin L. Duderino. Dan R. Cattle, the D Cat, Mindy Mayer's Kipper, Croc Destroyer, Sam Ich Bin Ich Ist, Gender, Sashusen, LaCroix, the Crustacea Sensation, aka God Stomper. Ash Basilo, Dallas, I don't know why I'm suddenly a schlub, Robert Vampiro,
Lady,
Shane, Hugo likes tacos, Lando Dex, and finally, Douglas Julio. Douglas Julio Levinson. Thank you to our top livecast fans. Thank you to all of our livecast fans. Thank you for being a part of the show. $5.99 is done. $600 is next week. We hope you could be a part of it. Until then.
There and be a square.
I like a rectangle.
Well, we want it to be square. So there's a lot of people.
Oh man, I had
still on the air, baby.
Don't give out your social security number or nothing.
No.
Okay.
That's something I really wanted to suggest, and now it's slipped my mind, and I can't fucking remember.
No, I'm sure it'll come to you.
I do have another thing. No, I don't remember. Honestly, it went right out of my brain. I'm really pissed off. I should have wrote it down. But I wanted to ask you, if I have all the Sexual Jeopardy stuff done by, like, this weekend, can we do, like, a test run of technical?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I want to make up a bunch of fake questions. I'll use old ones that we did so that you won't see the answers, and we can run through it, you know.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Let's definitely do that.
Okay.
We should have. I didn't know why I didn't mention the Sexual Jeopardy. We should have brought that as well. But whatever. We could do it during the week.
Also, we should figure out how. I mean, they're not playing, right? Like, no one can Zoom bomb and play. We're not doing that, right?
No, we won't let them in when we're playing. Like, I thought we were going
to
take breaks.
I thought you wanted them to come into the game. Like, it was okay if they wanted to come in the game but not actually play it.
We can mute
them. Interrupt us.
We can mute them, or we can go between.
Yeah. Right. You're right, Noah. But it would be like we finish a question and then we'd be like, let's take a pause from the game because we got a Zoom bomb.
Right.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Where it's like serious, but then like silly.
Yeah.
I remember that's what Darren was saying.
Yeah.
You envision
like we go pretend it's a real show, a real game show, but then we can add silly elements to it rather than like, oh, this is dumb. We don't give a fuck. That's what I hate when I see on like podcasts do game shows and stuff and they're like, whatever. This is some dumb fucking thing I wrote. Like, I think the funny aspect is if we make it as much of a serious game show as possible.
Okay.
And the fact that we're talking about these stupid, like, things or extremely sexual, gross things is the... Oh, there's another thing, by the way. These are... This is more like... like, I ran out of sexual acts. So this is more like... Something. Some of them are sexual acts. Some of them are like, they are just like trivia clues that sound dirty, and like you get the answer from the Jeopardy as always. Like, you know, you're not supposed to know what an Alabama Hot Pocket is, but you get like an Alabama and a Hot Pocket clue, whatever. For example, like the same structure, but like just not everything is good. It could lead to something that's not an actual like internet sexual slang. Something okay. Sexual or whatever.
But like the onus will be on us to put it. Well, not onus, but like we'll just put it together based on the question.
Yeah, it's a double entendre, like always. Okay. It's like you know, this thing, this 1994 movie, is also this dirty thing. You know,
okay.
Whatever.
And then okay, so we're doing our Meme Hall of Fame on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe we can like make videos for Instagram stories. We could either do it together on Sunday, but just kind of like reminding people that we're doing a Zoom bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's better than posting a text, or even if we like each one of us like does it, and then we could post one on each day, or just like back to back or whatever. Us like it, like in our own world, like, hey, it's me, Rob, or something, like while you're walking Babka. Just want to remind you.
Oh, like make a video, short video, or just a
like
post?
Wait, hold on, I'll show you. So on Instagram, there's a feature called Instagram Stories,
mm-hmm.
where you like swipe like that, and then you can record a story.
I get it. I know what Instagram Stories are.
Oh, okay.
The same Facebook has a ripoff Instagram Stories too. So.
Oh yeah. I don't know how that one works.
It's exactly the same thing. I remembered what I want to say, by the way, whenever you're done. So
that's it.
Oh, that was it? Okay. I want to know if there's a way to make the music breaks on Spotify, like with bland interruptions. Like, can they hear it and then there's a bland track? Because we have all these old blands, and then, like, there's no way we can make a channel and, like, fucking upload it or something and have them be taken from that.
No.
I think if it was on SoundCloud, we probably could, but not on Spotify.
Okay, whatever. I thought it'd be a nice touch to have like funny interstitial files that play between the
songs.
Metal Injection app. Didn't you have like a radio on there?
The app is no longer active. It hasn't been active for years. No, with Spotify, you can't upload your own stuff in there.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know, without
maybe
going through official
mail
account.
The artists that we pick and tell them to submit a song with bland attached to the end.
I mean, that if they would be considerate, I would hope.
Yeah.
All right.
No. Okay.
Yeah. No, we can't do it.
All right.
All right. I gotta walk Popka.
Bye.
Okay. See you on Sunday.
Bye.